I told you Lazy Lane is a very exclusive little semicircular street that runs back off of Kirby Drive towards the bio. And there must be about 10 houses in there. And one of them is the house that Will and Miss Ima built. He never married. Mike and Tom did marry, but, and I think it's Tom's widow lives next door to Bio Bend. But Will and Miss Ima together collected antiques and primarily were interested in early American antiques, so they built up a very fine collection. And she lived there until about 66, I think, or 5, something like that, and gave it to the museum as a decorative arts addition to the Museum of Fine Arts.
Do you work with the museum?
Yes, I've worked with the Contemporary Arts Museum, and I wrote the first catalog for Bio Bend back in 62.
What about the, you mentioned to me last night you were with the ballet?
Yes, I haven't done any work for the ballet. I'm getting ready to join the guild and help them, but I haven't done anything. A long time ago I worked for the opera, but the opera got so self-sufficient that I didn't feel like they were struggling enough to need me. They had much bigger guns than I to go out and raise money for them.
Tell me about your parents, where they were born and their family names.
Okay, my mother, I will have to spell for you. Her name, her maiden name was she was born in Houston, and as a child she lived on a street called Fairview, which is now in the Montrose area. And then when she was about, I think, 13 or so, 14 maybe, her family moved into River Oaks about 10 years after River Oaks was first laid out and platted. The Hogs, by the way, were among the early entrepreneurs who developed River Oaks as a housing development.
Was that family still big here, or is it pretty much smaller?
Well, you see, they're kind of died out. Miss Ima is the doyenne of Houston society, and she's 92 and still trots out to all
she's
of the things.
Still alive.
Yeah. She lives in a high-rise apartment now in River Oaks, and I think she has half a floor. I've been up to her apartment once, and it's really, even after working for 2 summers at Bio Bend, I was amazed at how much she left at Bio Bend and yet how well furnished her own place was when she moved, because she was very musical. She was one of the founders of the Houston Symphony. Mm-hmm. Was always interested in anything musical, so she kept her pianos and, you know, back in the 50s, say, when she was, of course, still living in the house and using it just as one would, not as a museum at all. She used all the beautiful, you said you didn't know anything about China, but she had Dr. Wall Worcester porcelains from 18th century England and some charming salt glaze pottery from 17th and 18th century that she used to serve dinner.
All that stuff. So,
that's all part of the museum collection now. And she took some of her things, but not the things of historical value when she moved, which she used to have in a room full of authentic Sheraton and Chippendale and various kinds of furniture of true, enormous value. She would have Picassos on the wall. And you would think that they wouldn't go, but they did. They looked right at home. She'd have a wonderful American primitive of the Peaceable Kingdom. She had 2 Edward Hicks Peaceable Kingdoms. And right across the room from it would be